This is Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. It is so good to have you in our radio audience today. I hope that you will take the time to visit the Church of Christ in your community, and especially the congregation which is sponsoring this broadcast. For the past several days, we've been studying with you in regard to the need of Jesus Christ as a friend. He is the friend that you need. He's the friend that I need. He's the friend that every person in this world needs. Already we have studied these main divisions of our study. He is our friend. He's the friend that we need because, one, He knows about and understands the problems, each and every one of them, that every one of us has. As the psalmist said, He knoweth our thoughts afar off. There is not a word in our tongue, but lo, Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. The very hairs of our head are numbered. The Lord knows every problem you and I have. Secondly, not only does He understand and know about the problems, but He has the power to help us. He has the power to do it. He's not like human friends that many times want to help us but do not have the power. And He's not like some people who have the power to help us in some ways but do not want to do it. He knows about it. He understands about it. He has the power to do something about it, and He wants to do it. All of those we have studied in our previous broadcast. And now I come to the point that He will help if we do what we should do. Of course, there's a sense in which the Lord helps us as our friend, even if we are wicked. For the Bible teaches in Matthew chapter 5 that God sends the sunshine and the rain on the just and the unjust. A man may be wicked, hate God, and blaspheme His name with every breath, but still on this earth he has God's air to breathe, God's water to drink, God's food to eat, and at least experiences something of the milk of human kindness, which of course reflects God's love and mercy toward man. But there is another sense in which we will not be the recipient of the full blessings of the fact that Jesus is our friend if we ourselves do not respond properly to the fact that the Bible teaches that He is our friend and what is entailed in that. What is our responsibility by way of responding to Him as our friend? I suggest to you, first of all, you must believe in Him. You must believe in Him for what He really is. Not merely a teacher, not merely a religious teacher, not merely a sort of a good man. He was, of course, good. He was perfect. But He was much more than that. He's the Son of God. The Bible teaches that He was born of the Virgin Mary, having been begotten by the Holy Spirit, God and man. We must believe in Him. Jesus said in John 8:24, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins." Now, of course, there's been a great deal of controversy about the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many professors in seminaries, divinity schools, universities, and many men in pulpits around this land and around the world who claim to be followers of Christ but who regard Him as only a man, just a man, a good man, a good teacher. I've had professors in various universities and seminaries I've attended who said, "Well, I grant that Jesus is a good man and we ought to follow His teachings because His ethical teaching is good." However, I have had some professors who said His ethical teaching was not good. But they go on to say He is nothing but a man. He is not God. But that is false. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That teaching in John chapter 1, verse 1. And so we must believe in Him for what He really is, the Son of God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Now, friends, you cannot be a friend to Jesus without doing what He says. In John 15 and 14, Jesus said, "Ye are my friends if you do the things which I command you." Won't you do them? This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.